This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. These are nervous times in Thailand. The country's revered king is ill and hasn't been seen in days. He was a no-show for his birthday celebration and traditional yearly speech. This has come at a time of political unrest that saw protesters seize Bangkok's two main airports. Those airports have reopened, but as NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Bangkok, Thailand's image and its tourism has suffered.
Bangkok's Bumrungrad Hospital is usually packed with foreign visitors, a medical tourism mecca that draws patients from all over the world for routine procedures to major heart surgery. These days, though, the lobby seems almost deserted. No long lines for lattes at the hospital Starbucks, no queues for quarter pounders at the McDonald's, no backlog in the waiting rooms either, and with good reason.
Half of our patients, 40% of our patients, come from outside of Thailand. So if they're flying in, they're unable to fly in, that's a big impact, yeah.
Ken Mays is the marketing director at Bumrungrad. He says hundreds of patients have canceled their planned visits, unable or unwilling to make their trips.
The real test will be next week and the week after, when the airport's back open and flights are coming back in again. How fast is the recovery? Does it come back? Did people say, well, I'll wait a week to see, and then once it reopened, did people say, okay, then schedule me on the next flight? Does that happen, or did people say, I'm going somewhere else for my surgery, I'm not going to Thailand anymore? And it's going to take a few weeks to find out that.
The Tourism Authority of Thailand says it expects the number of foreign visitors to drop by half in the next year, from 14 million to just 7 million.
Certainly this season, the high season of December, January, is lost this year.
That's Pramon Sutiwong, president of the Thai Chamber of Commerce. And some here think he's an optimist.
I think it takes more than 2 months, 3 months to come back as a normal, maybe half year, because I think the foreigner not confident about Thailand.
Cholipat Moliwat is general manager of the mid-range City Chic Hotel, not far from Bumrungrad Hospital.
Even the Suvarnabhumi Airport open, the bookings still have cancellation every day. Normally, our hotel run about 80% every day, but now it's up to 20%.
And he's lucky to get that. Some five-star hotels aren't even hitting 10% and are already beginning to furlough employees. And the trickle-down effect has even hit Bangkok's massage parlors, too. Pakairat Chai Sit opened her place on busy Sukhumvit Road about a year and a half ago, quitting her job at a major tour operator and taking out a big loan from the bank. She says she normally gets about 30 customers a day, but now is lucky to get 3 or 4. She thinks business isn't ever going to get back to where it was before the airport closures.
Businessmen, they have to travel to Thailand. They have to, but for tourists, they have other destinations around Asia, Cambodia, Laos, Vietnam. So they will change that destination there because it's still cheaper and beautiful places to visit.
She says she's losing about $100 a day and says she can probably last another week at this rate before she has to pull the plug on her business and her 8 employees.
Most of them, they are single mom, the only person who take care of family. Each month they have to send the money to the family, to their children, to parents as well.
She blames both the opposition and the government for her plight, the former for seizing the airports in the first place, the latter for not doing anything about it. Like many Thais, she was hoping Thailand's revered king would use his birthday speech to offer guidance on a way out of the political impasse here. But the king is sick, his speech canceled, leaving many Thais even more uncertain about the future. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.